Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dr. Vanessa Shane. She is the president and CEO of Northwestern Polytechnic. Yes, first of all, Doc, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Main thing I want to talk about here is an interesting new development at Northwestern Polytechnic, particularly when it comes to their sports programs. Women's hockey now going to be a team event at Northwestern Polytechnic starting this coming fall. I guess, first of all, why don't you take us through kind of sort of how this process went, trying to get kind of things going for getting this team sort of started off the ground here.
Yeah, this has been a work in progress for a little more than a year now. We were approached by community members, strong supporters of hockey and obviously women's hockey in the area of hey, we think there's a demand here. We think there is enough athletes who would like to become student athletes at the collegiate level and really just explored the opportunities in Alberta for female hockey players and what happens after, you know, they reach 18 and finish kind of the minor leagues, then where can they go? And so we've been working with the groups, the community supporters for a while and then submitted our application to the ACAC or Alberta Collegiate Athletics Conference to offer hockey and obviously that was supported by the league and approved and then we hired a coach and the coach has been recruiting athletes and building out the team and we are very excited to launch this fall our Wolves women's hockey program.
And I know I've talked with a lot of women's players from around the region that have gone to other schools in the country or sometimes even down into the States as well. Do you feel that this can be sort of an opportunity to help sort of local players help with their careers and kind of a little more close to home, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with all of our student recruitment and definitely student athlete recruitment, the more students we can recruit and retain from the area in the area, it's better for the area, right? Student athletes want to go where they can play, and so having more opportunities in the region will intrigue those athletes to stay in the region.
Now, do you feel that's by having this team kind of starting up at the Peace region, that this could sort of help a bit in terms of sort of growing kind of the women's game of hockey, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it takes much to just look around what's happening with women's sports in general, but women's hockey and with the PWHL and other areas. And so as I mentioned before, the opportunities for female hockey players is somewhat limited after they age out of that minor league. And so having more opportunities at the collegiate level, there's obviously the university level in Canada and other areas such as the NCAA in the States. And so again, adding more opportunities and creating those pathways and continuation of competitive hockey where they can continue to develop as a hockey player and an athlete. And maybe this is a stepping stone. Maybe this is the pinnacle of their competitive career, but it's about having those pathways for these student athletes to continue on.
Now, obviously, you're going to be playing most of your home games, obviously, in Grand Prairie. But do you feel that, at some point down the line, maybe can have sort of an opportunity to kind of showcase the team to maybe some other communities of the region, like, say, Peace River or Fairview or, High Prairie, places like that?
Yeah, so right now we are going to launch in the home games. We'll be out of the Design Work Center in Grand Prairie, but it is something that we're looking at with all of our varsity athletic teams of expanding that scope, as you say, and even exhibition games or practices or team-run clinics. And again, just expanding the pathways, letting athletes know no matter where the athletes are coming from that there is an opportunity and if sports is what they're dreaming of, that there is an opportunity in the region to grow into collegiate sports and maybe set that as a destination for them. And so it is something that all of our coaches across all of our varsity athletic teams is looking at is how to connect with communities and athletes outside of the Grand Prairie area.
There'll be a lot of excitement once this team gets playing this fall. Dr. Vanessa Shane, President and CEO of Northwestern Polytechnic, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks so much.